This is our third class in becoming telepathic beyond verbal communication. And we are meeting at an incredibly electrified time on the planet. And so what I'd like to do tonight is start out with a meditation, a clearing, a grounding, because I can't imagine that this is an easy time for anyone. And it's really interesting how, no matter how remote you are from what is going on, that this film or smog that is permeating everything, you might not notice how it's affecting you. I mean, you would certainly notice if the news is affecting you and you have an emotional reaction to it, but you might not notice how it is subtly constricting your being, more than just the emotional or mental aspect of it. There's the unseen shadow of it that's affecting us, that can put just a cloud over your body, can create pain and illness in the body, or can create emotional unrest or kind of frantic or chaotic mental space. Have some of you been experiencing that?
Yes.
So this really is something much broader than you. And I'm hoping that with the meditation that we do tonight, that it helps clear it a bit, and so that you can see the difference, not from the overt reactions that you have, but the more subtle, like how it might be creating pressure in your head or a contraction of your chest or something that's much more subtle that you would not associate the two things together. Okay. Any other comments before we begin? At the end, we'll include a healing meditation as well. And the point is that usually when we're faced with unrest in this proportion, we'll have some kind of major reaction. The higher form of responding to this is you becoming more present, not less present. More of your individual being coming forward and not dissociating and reverting to a version of yourself that is more on automatic. Because then when you become more present, you clearly have more choices. You can make decisions that are based on who you are, rather than being swept along with all kinds of forces. And so our goal is to become more present, not less. So take a few more breaths. I'm going to put us on mute. So take some time to come back to yourself. Feel your body. Check out that you have 2 feet coming out of the clouds, 2 knees coming out of the clouds, 2 hips becoming present, 2 arms, 2 shoulders, 2 hands, the neck, a head. And you may be surprised that you actually have to count these. But that is how unconscious we can become in the midst of this cloud. It's a film. It's a smoggy film. And it's not a pleasant one. And there may be all kinds of triggering going on subconsciously because the amount of fear that's being spread. And I'm not saying it's invisible. I'm not saying it's unreasonable to be fearful. There's certainly reason. There's fearful to be fear. There's hope. There's also hope. And there's a lot of confusion as well. You know, when things break down, there's the hope that they can refigure in a more positive way. But who knows how many lifetimes something like this is triggering in you. And if we assume, just on the general side, that let's say you've been hanging around the earth for maybe 1 million years. I know you're giggling at that, but it may be a reasonable number. And the number of types of lives you've led, the types of bodies you've had, the types of mental, emotional configurations, many of them of which would not even be close to who we are today. I'm bringing this up so that we can open up the space in you for the vastness and new energy to come in. But let's just say you've been hanging around here for 1 million years. And you've seen it all. You really have. And there is an aspect of you that knows that you've seen it all. You don't necessarily know how this is going to unfold here, but out of the many lives you've had, there's a possibility that there's something similar that has happened in another lifetime. And I know this is going to a place where you're not expecting it to go. But the first thing we're going to do is realize that we survived every single one of those lifetimes. And when I say survived, I mean your light is a continuous stream of consciousness for over 1 million years. That light has never dimmed. It has never disappeared. It has never been wiped out. There's a constant in you. There's a part of you that knows what it's like to be in every type of situation. And whether you stayed on Earth or not, you know that your light carried through no matter what. So there is this constant that is the light of your being. Again, I am not saying, I'm not being unrealistic. In terms of what's happening here, it's not about spiritual bypass, but it is about finding the constancy of the light of your being. So they're not mutually exclusive. It's part of the continuum of your being, from the constant to the changing. And from the changing to the constant. You don't have to be afraid of returning to that constant light within. It's not going to cause you to become unaware or irresponsible or crazy. You're not going to lose your mind if you connect to this constant of light that is your being. You will become more informed. You will become more clear. You'll be more connected to your soul, and your actions, thoughts, and feelings will reflect that connection. You also have permission to expand right now beyond the everyday turmoil into that place of constancy. So I don't want you to be afraid that if you fully immerse in your light, that you'll forget or not come back or get so spaced out that you won't play a part in this life. Those are the things that play on us. But we do want to immerse in this light and come back to our true self, the light of our being, to fortify us, to heal us, to repair any damage that has been done. So that we can be fully aware humans. Pause for a moment. Letting the light come in. Let the frequencies get stronger. As you connect with your seat, your softened belly, your thighs, your calf muscles, letting your bubble, your field start to flow a little. Feeling the soles of your feet. And now you might be noticing just how tense your body had become. And invite the right calf to release and soften. And the left calf. We're making space now. Creating spaciousness. Give your muscles permission to release and soften even more. Allow yourself to come more within. Feel the tension breaking up around you. It had pretty much solidified like a cement, like being encased in cement. Feel that starting to break up. And feel the breath deepening. And become aware of your soles, your feet, the soles of your feet. And find the center on the sole of the right foot and the center on the sole of the left foot. And if you drift away, come on back. You might have to invite your lower back to soften a bit. Again, we're getting flow going. We're opening up space and getting flow. That's all we're doing right now. Maybe you can start to feel some energy in your legs and your feet, enough that you can greet the spirit of your land, feeling, sensing that connection now. You may not have realized how cut off you were from that connection. All those thoughts swirling around, all the thoughts and feelings that you collected over the last couple days. Allow them to start swirling and spinning downward into the earth through the soles of your feet, through your field, through the tailbone. We're going to drain the swamp in a different way here. Now we're just going to let that collection of those thoughts and feelings, which is what cohered into that cement-like feeling. It's the material of the thoughts, the material of the feelings that collected and solidified and impeded the flow. So that the feeling of being heavy on the underside of your body, allow that to get heavier. Invite the pelvis to soften and release the lower back. We're going to invite the tailbone to soften and release, possibly unwind if it's twisted to one side or the other. And allow that coccyx to drop into place, finding its natural position, which may mean your entire spine might have to unwind. You may feel or sense an unwinding and untwisting. And it might go one way a little bit, then unwind the other way. It's kind of like a barber pole where you see it going up one moment, down the next. So don't try to hang on to it with your mind. It's more like a slinky and it's moving up and down and spinning. And if you try to hold on to it with your mind, you're going to stop it because it's much more dimensional than you think about, than you would normally know it to be. And I'll just pause for a moment and let us catch up here. Every thought, every impression from the TV, every sound from the radio or app. Is material to feed the earth. It's nourishment for Mother Earth. And now that we have connected with the spirit of the land and we greet Mother Earth, we're going to serve her a beautiful buffet of heavy energy to her delight. And you might be feeling the deepening of your roots into the earth, your feet getting much more grounded and stabilized. And then the rest of your body relaxing even more as you find safe ground, connected ground. Come back to the truth of your being, that you are connected to the earth, to the sky, to all the elements. You're not just floating on the surface of the earth, tethered to nothing, connected to nothing. But the truth is, you are part of something much greater, more powerful, brighter, lighter frequency. When we connect to the flow that connects us to the greater cosmos, it feels like a truth. It feels like we were blocked, like somehow severed from our truth. And now we are reconnecting. And probably the scariest thing in the whole world is being disconnected from your truth. There's something very destabilizing when you disconnect from what your energy is telling you. When your mind takes over and tells you something completely different than what your energy is telling you. So that is one of the ways that we are experiencing the telepathic world beyond verbal communication. So I want you to note this, that all those words, all those thoughts, all those self-identifiers, all those beliefs that are words, 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 verbal communication, there is something that is more true, and that is the flow of energy and how the energy informs you, communicates with you, fills you, enlightens you, directs you, creates health in your body. It's all nonverbal. So this telepathic connection you have with the earth, with Mother Earth, is so filled with information, so filled with guidance. And learning how to sink into the vibration, sink into the energy, so that the information comes up on your screen silently, as if the sound is turned off on your monitor. And the information becomes you. You form around this information. So imagine that you planted a seed in your garden, and you stood there and you started telling the seed, "It's time to grow now. Go ahead, grow, grow. Come on, come on. You can do it. Come on, let's see you grow." Or, so the seed could listen to that, or the seed could listen to the earth. And it can send out its little microscopic roots that are electromagnetically connecting with the earth and the currents of the earth, and be informed, be nourished, be held in a safe cauldron in the heart of the mother, versus you yelling at the seed. What kind of nourishment are you giving it if you're just yelling, "Grow, grow, grow"? Versus the seed sitting in the earth, being enveloped by the vibrations of life, by the frequencies that match its organic process. It's all nonverbal. Our thoughts are very much like the thoughts we try sending to that seed. We constantly try to tell ourselves what to do. And that's all based on what we think should happen in a disconnected way, coming from a disconnected place. So notice the thoughts in your being that are telling you what to do, and how it's the same as you yelling at that seed. I hope you're all smiling a little with that. Feel the energy flowing. Feel your energy field starting to inflate a bit. And you start to feel more and more secure when that field inflates around you. becomes filled with the mana, the chi, the information for life. I'll pause for a moment. So without words, just sense what the energy is doing. Sense how it's flowing in your being. How alive is it? How is it clearing anything that's heavy and dark? Notice, feel, sense. Let it be a nonverbal experience. It's more like responding to music, to art. And notice if the energy is heavier on the left side or the right side. If it's heavier on one side, invite the alive energy to enter into that area. Notice how the energy in the soles of your feet are rooting into the earth and how alive your roots are. You're feeling a little heavier now. You're going to release a little more. This is taking us time. This is how thick this film was. This is a lot different than the meditation we might have done 2 months ago. And I say that so that you'll have a reasonable expectation of the amount of time it may take you to reconnect and clear when you're doing your own meditations. We'll greet the spirit of the water, the lively, lively, beautiful, flowing water, the goddess of the water, bringer of life. the blessings that come up from the earth and from or down from heaven. The alchemical ingredient that ignites the life force. And we allow the goddess of the water to have space, to be recognized, to be loved, adored, to be seen, to be known. We open our beings to the world of the water element, being who is water. We open our beings to her. We have shut her out. We've pretended she doesn't exist. We haven't recognized her. We shall do that now. We receive the benevolent blessing of the water goddess by recognizing her existence and our connection, heart to heart, silent words, soaring heart. And we greet the nature spirits who are gathering with us now. All the animals, the birds, the reptiles, all the beings, the tiny little ants and little tiny frogs that are in my grass, and the deer and the hawks and the beautiful bluebirds and blue jays and cardinals and all the sparrows and all the little squirrels and all the creatures, the trees, the plants, the grass. We open up to them. We open our heart and recognize our connection non-verbally to all these beings who are part of our consciousness, part of our environment, which we don't recognize normally. We may say, oh, there's a beautiful flower, there's a stunning tree, a beautiful robin, but do we really open up non-verbally to the consciousness connection we have? Space, more openness. And we greet the spirit of the fire, the light. We open to recognize. We create space within our being for this being of the light to exist. Be recognized, be known, be seen. And in that nonverbal way, we open up and sense this, feel it. Whatever you're sensing, if it's a bit of opening, then you're right on track. Don't try to verbalize it. Don't try to make it into something. Just follow the nonverbal sensation. You may feel more light, more space, more awareness of a certain part of your body or being, that's your experience, and that is a good opening. And now we greet the spirit of the air. Birds are a good symbol of the air. Our beings take flight in the air. Our breath connects us to the air. We open to the recognition of the spirit of the air. It's us that has to open to them. They recognize us. We don't recognize them. And we greet the spirit of the ether, which is the all-pervading intelligence. The resonance with the ether is a sense of our higher being. The ether resonates with our higher being. It is that aspect of us that is the divine intelligence, the living intelligence. And as we breathe, the energies are flowing. We're starting to feel our body, our mind, and our feelings come into harmony a bit more. We want to attune our frequency which is what is happening now. Frequency is getting higher, brighter, lighter. As our circle becomes the sacred cauldron, sacred temple. Purify to receive the presence, to be the presence. As we are tuned now by the higher frequencies. So there comes a point which we are connected to a higher intelligence that is resonating through us. And we are being tuned. Yeah. We'll allow this natural process to go on quietly. Allow yourself to sink in and let the energy do its thing without your interference. We're just at the frequency that is beyond the sphere of the Earth and the galaxy, where a new frequency can come in and truly shift our entire reality. But please note, it is nonverbal. Don't try to own it, possess it, define it, and characterize it. Let it come in non-verbally. The healing aspect of this meditation is this energy that is coming in now. This is a new influx of energy that is coming into the earth sphere. And that quote by Einstein that says you have to be at a different dimension, perspective to be able to find the answers. You have to be able to rise above it. This is the new energy. And it's energy that does not perpetuate anything of the old paradigm. It is what is bringing through the new paradigm. And that's all we can do. We can fortify the greater intelligence, the greater wisdom, the greater compassion of our being, the higher frequency of our being. And in that fortifying, enlivening, activating, we become healed. So your mind will want to say, well, what's healed on me? What's fixed? It's not about that. It's about bringing forth this new frequency that will reconfigure you. Reconfigure your thoughts, your feelings, your body in a way that you cannot imagine. Or maybe in one of those millions of years of lifetimes, there was a time that resonated like this, and there probably was now that I say that. Imagine that all your chakras are attuned to a whole nother octave now. Maybe a different scale too. Just letting more and more of this frequency in now. So I'm going to give you a choice now. You can either actually hang up from the call if you want to continue on your own here and not be disrupted by any kind of conversation. And we'll meet next week. Or you can take a little time to, you know, keep this frequency going. It's very alive in us right now. But we will come back to the group, but I'd like you to do your moving around before I unmute. So go ahead and take a few deeper breaths. Wiggle your fingers and toes a tiny bit, just very gently, very softly. Connect with your body consciousness, your physical consciousness. Roll your shoulders a little bit, stretch your back. And resettle in, because I really want this to be quiet when we come back on. So really try to respect that any kind of movement will be jarring to us, because that was a very deep meditation. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to unmute us. Okay, we are back. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So when I made the comparison of someone standing and telling a seed to grow and the seed making a choice of who to listen to, how did that resonate with you? What did you realize? You can speak softly in this state, it's okay. Does anyone remember that part?
No. I did not hear that.
No. No one remembers.
Okay.
No.
I remember.
I remember.
Okay, so for those of you who remember, what?
Sam.
Who is it?
Sally.
Sally, okay. It's hard to hear you.
It just doesn't work like that. You can't command the seed and go in the same way. This is going to be a naturally occurring thing from a more subtle place than our mind can speak to words.
So were you able to sense how we do that to ourselves? Did anyone make that connection?
Yes.
The opposite of surrender.
The opposite of what? Surrender? Is that what you said, Ron?
The opposite of surrender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So were you able to separate off that verbal strata that like circulates like space garbage? And were you able to notice how the pervasive frequency of our country penetrated your body as we went through that?
Yes.
Yes.
How dense we had become.
Yes.
And you wouldn't even notice it. You know what I mean? It's so ubiquitous. I think this will be a good meditation to practice for the week if you get a chance. It's a long one. We were almost probably 55 minutes long, but a good one to help you clear and to get a realistic sense of how much the world is speaking to you non-verbally. Were some of you able to release the verbal part and just relate vibrationally, energy-wise?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the first place where we start to become aware of this telepathic connection. So you have to make that shift from all the words into that stream of frequency to even begin starting to understand how everything is communicating in this way. Otherwise, you're stuck in the mind part and you won't be able to open up to it. You won't be able to understand it. So we're approaching this in a way that we're beginning to understand. We're not seeking after telepathic experiences, but we're seeking to understand how we are actually communicating telepathically all the time and how to become aware of that level, that dimension of our consciousness. So any other comments or questions? Okay, so this is good for tonight. See if you can practice this several times during the week to help you clear. The frequencies are there and it will be really helpful. We're gonna need all the support we can get this week. So if you can attend to your clearing and greeting the elements and opening up to their world so that the truth of your being becomes visible, this will be very helpful for the week. God bless.